IQ Mobile.
QKV 4CVA.
CVA and 4IQ.
And I heard you talking to Tom earlier.
I went out to lunch with a couple of friends of mine, and I'm just headed back home right now. We've got all the world's problems solved and nothing else left to do.
I'm glad you got the world's problems solved because I tell you, it's in a mess, so I can go home with peace of mind.
Well, probably some other people wouldn't agree that we got them solved. I don't know. It may be my speaker, but you sound a little muffled, Dover.
What? Okay, well, I'm talking on Steve's radio, K4, what's your call? KN4VWA.
You sound really different, and you just sound muffled, but I can tell what you're saying. Go ahead.
Okay, well, he says I'm holding the mic too close to my mouth.
He's trying to eat the mic.
That microphone that you got. All right, well, so you must be over at his house.
It'd be 4CBA. Yes, I am. I had to return a piece of equipment that he let me borrow, so I wanted to get it back filled before I went on vacation tomorrow.
You returned something. I didn't get that word. Okay. Well, I guess it's not too far from where you lived to go to his house. I know he lives up there, I think on Highway 11 somewhere.
Newcut Road, and it's about 30 minutes from my house in Taylor's.
Well over an hour to get up there. Well over an hour. Let's see. I guess I should know the answer to this question. I'll probably show my ignorance, but why are the American flags at half-mast today?
We're just discussing that in the room. We're really not sure. Either the president or the governor has ordered that.
And has fought out.
Okay, I said it's got to be ordered by the president or the governor to lower a flag at half staff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess I'll find that. I can. When I get home, I'll find out. Of course, anymore, the flags fly at half mast when they do all the way up, over.
Maybe they just got tired before they got to the top. I don't know. I really don't. I know there was there's been some shootings, and but I don't think Steve said maybe Google it, but of course if you're mobile, that'd be kind of hard to see.
One large flag that's over here on Motor Mile that was down. Now I've seen another that wasn't down, but not everybody always observes the destructions from our illustrious presidents. So, how's your HF radio working at your house? I mean, remember one time you were thinking about buying an amplifier or something. Whatever happened to that?
Thing. I'm still thinking about it. I've been looking at them, and Walt gave me a good deal on a tuner over the air.
Here.
And I should have jumped on it, but anyway. All right, so here's the flag thing. Let's see. Flying the flag at half mast today in recognition of NSW Terrorism and Homicide Victim Remembrance Day.
I say it again.
In recognition of NSW's Terrorism and Homicide Victims Remembrance Day. I'm not sure what that is, what NSW stands for.
Yeah. Well, anymore, they fly it half mad. It used to be, it had to be really something special. Anymore now, it's just whatever, something somebody wants. Oh, well, okay. I appreciate you looking that up, but I really don't. That's weird. somebody must be making some kind of statement.
I don't know where that came from. I haven't heard anything about it on the news or anything.
How's the antenna been working? Is that still working pretty good?
It's working great. I've made some good contacts, and everything seems to be rocking along. I guess there's been a handful of people that I could hear really clearly that I couldn't get back to. I guess that's why I wanted to get an amplifier.
So I seem like when we were talking, you're thinking about a ALS 600, maybe that the small 500-600 watt solid state amplifier. Did you look any more at that?
I really like the Ameritron. Brand, and I've been looking at either the 600 or the 800, one of the two.
What brand is the 800? What's that, tube one?
Stand by just a minute, I'm going to switch radio.
Say that again.
All right, N4IQ, KB4, CPA.
Great. Now, I tell you, the radio you on, I hate to say it, but it sounds lousy. I couldn't understand a lot of the words you're saying.
What does it sound like now?
Sounds great.
Well, I'm right on that radio David was just using. I don't know why it wouldn't sound good for him.
EJ4EM Mobile.
Well, he went to another radio or different mic or start talking in the front of the mic or something. It sounded like he's... That's all I can tell you. Dave, you sound like you're on a different radio or different mic, that last transmission.
Yeah, David went out to his vehicle, and I'm talking on the radio that he was on, and you say this sounds fine now?
It does. He may have had the microphone backwards.
I'm not going to go there. In the meantime, I do know he was trying to eat the mic, but you got me tickled. Go ahead, David.
Talking on my radio out in the car, and I did not have the mic turned around backwards. I was looking at the screen. But he said I was holding it too close to my mouth, so I was holding it about 12, 14 inches away from my mouth. He said, hold it way down here and talk.
Oh, but you sound great on the radio right now, Dave. When you're talking on Steve's radio, it was really muffled. Maybe somebody else was listening could comment on that. Well, I'm not too far from the house. I'm going to go ahead and sign with you guys and have fun playing with your radio. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to destinate here. KB4CVA and 4AQ.
AJ4EN Mobile.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm down here in Aurora, South Carolina. I'm on a mobile myself. I got a J-pole sticking out the backside of my truck, just trying it out there. Roger.
K-N-4-B-W-A. Yeah, you sound good. Full quieting, no static in the background.
Lawrence is at, I'm right outside of Lawrence, about 10 miles, so... Yeah, I'm running a 25-watt little old radio here in the truck, and I've just built a copper J-pole, and I just got it hooked up to try it out there, and it's stuck in the bed of my truck there, Roger.
Sounds good. How'd it sound to you, Dave?
That's great. Full quieting, good audio.
Hey, fellas, and the other gentleman was talking a while ago. The only thing I can tell you is that I was listening to y'all talk. The only thing I can tell you, you might have been eating the mic. That's the only thing that I can think of. Other than that, the other gentleman sounds great on it there, Roger.
Appreciate that. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and sign and get back to what I was doing. So, y'all have a good time. Carry on. K4, good of you, clear.
So, if you're still in there, 73s, I know you said you were about to the house. And, in the station down in Lawrence, you're really sounding good. You're hitting the repeater very well, especially for a mobile. I've never heard of putting a J-pole on a vehicle. I've got one on my house.
I work in a machine shop. I got bored because I finished up my project that I had to do. So I threw this thing together. I went on the internet and looked, and I threw it together. And then I hooked it up just a little while ago. And like I said, I got a, I don't know what that thing is, a Bofang dual bander or whatever it is. It's a little BJ218. It only puts out about 25 watts. And I've got the J-pole actually sitting in the back of the truck toward the tailgate. It's got two little hooks back there, and I just tie strapped it in there just to see, kind of had it standing straight up just to see what it'd do there, Roger.
Unbelievable. I tell you. Well, it sounds great. I wouldn't change a thing.
Thing in there like that just for a time being, just somebody look at it and just start laughing at me so I can get a laugh too there. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, yeah, I'd like to see that set up. Yeah, I have a Baofeng. I use a... when I'm in the wife's car, she doesn't want a radio in there, you know, permanently mounted. So I use the Baofeng and, oh goodness, what is it? Can't think of the brand name. Oh, a Diamond, mag mount. And, it seems to work pretty good. It only puts out 8 watts, so.
Well, evidently it's working fine. I wish I had one of my antenna analyzers, but from what I gathered, and what I used a Vodon meter last night and some voltage on the thing so that I could figure out where the least amount of resistance was, and with the Vodon meter and the voltage, it wasn't about 5 volts, but I welded two pieces or soldered them, however you want to call it, right where the resistance was the least amount for that coax running the voltage to it. And then I soldered a SL-239 in there, PL-239 or whatever. I think that's right, 239, yeah. Anyway, I've soldered it in there and everything, and now I just got a piece of coax hooked up to it. And that's all I was doing, just trying her out there, Roger.
Great. Yeah, I'm in my car. I'm talking on an ICOM 2730. It's a dual bander. I've had this one about 6 months. I had another ICOM dual bander, and it finally bit the dust, but I think it was about 15, 20 years old. So, and I think it was my fault because I think I had a bad connection at the battery on the positive, so... because it would drop out of transmit every now and then. And I guess I did that so much that I thought there was a problem with the radio, and it was just losing power. And I didn't know it, so I finally just fried it.
All right, well, I hate to run, man, but I just want to check it out. I appreciate you coming back to me and letting me know it's all right. I'm going to go ahead and get ready because I got to run and be at work at 1:30. I got some good hours, I guess, for second shift. I go from 1:30 to 9:30, so get a little bit done in the morning, and at nighttime I can come home, relax, and go to bed at a decent time, man. Roger.
That, and don't work too hard. I hope you have a good day and good rest of the day, and it's a beautiful day. It's a little warm, but, hey, I'll take it because the cold weather or cooler weather is coming. All right, 73s. This is KB4CBA.
Yeah, not Ray, because I know Ray's passed, but I'm talking about the one that does the swap net at night. Anyway, I'm trying to, boy, I done lost my mind now. I hadn't been on this repeater in forever, but I was just playing around with it. But anyway, I got to get back in here and check in more often at 9 o'clock, I think it is, or something. But anyway, 73 to you. The name is Bobby. Like I said, I've been doing this thing for quite a few many years. So anyway, y'all take care. Have a blessed day. 73 to you. AJ for you.
Bobby, the net's every night at 9 o'clock. All right, 73 is KB4CPA clear.